holding mamish a week away from Hanukkah, it might be kedai to be able to get ready l'maisa. Gemara and Shabbos is a very famous machlokas between Beishamei, Beisimel, Gavach, Shuvah, Toiv, of how do we count, how do we light the Hanukkah candles? Beishamei says very famously, the first night we light 8, the second night we light 7, and then 6 and 5, poches v'holech. And Beisimel knows, we should pass like Shulchan Aruch, mosif v'holech, every single night, Ashkenazim, we light one extra candle every single night. Says the Yismach Yisrael, what's the deeper pshat behind this machlokas between Beishamei, Beisimel? Beishamei says 8 to 1, and Beisimel says 1 to 8. And the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe says, it's actually a whole avoda in a Yiddishkeit, in avodas Hashem. Poches v'holech means Sur Meira, and then Asay Tov. Think about the things that you have to get, extract from your life, the evil from your life, and then you do good things. But says Beis Hillel, no, Mosif Olech. We have to add Kedusha, we have to add every single night, Malim Mekodesh Ve'im Moridin. By adding increasing light, by adding increasing Kedusha, Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, by adding light and ore in our lives, then the Ra automatically falls away. And that's exactly Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're really fighting about. The machlokas was, what's the ikur goal in a Jew's life? To focus on the Sumera or to focus on the Asay Tov? Beis Shammai says, Sumera, pochus v'holech, going down, staying away from the evil, and then working on the Asay Tov. And Beis Hillel says, no, most of holech, you have to add Kedusha, you have to go out and seek opportunities to learn, to grow, to transform, and to connect. And that's another machlokas in the Gemara and Shabbos, and Chav Beis and Beis. Where the Gemara says, what is the mitzvah of Chanukah? Is that halakha osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of the Chanukah candles? Is it the actual lighting the Chanukah candles? Or is it the placing of the candles of the mitzvah? Not the lighting is in the ikar, but the placement by the window, by the pusum in Isa. And we know halakha l'maisa, what are we passing like? Halakha l'maisa, we passing like halakha osa mitzvah. That at the end of the day, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is halakha. And this is the same machlokas according to Rav Yitzchak of Neshchus. Rav Yitzchak of Neshchus and Alexander Rebbe and other tzaddikim say, halakha osa mitzvah refers to asay tov, of finding things of kedusha, of making sure to seek out opportunities to grow. Hanacha comes from the lashon of yachnia, of staying away, of staying away from the darkness. Or sumirav asay tov. Halakha refers to the Asay Tov, and the Hanacha Osa Mitzvah refers to the Sumera. But we pass like says the Yismach Yisrael, in both Gemaras and Yisrael Ganeshos, in the second Gemara he says, we passing Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, that the Iker Mitzvah is to lighting up the candles. And maybe we could say that's the whole Inyan of Chanukah. The whole Inyan of Chanukah is that we're not just staying away from the evil, staying away from the negative, but we're so busy with the positive, we're so busy with the Torah. Kiner mitzvah of the Torah, or the Torah is our light. We're so busy with Kedusha, we don't even have time for the Ra. Someone once came to the Kotzker and asked him, at the end of the day, what type of Hasidim do you want to have? How do you tell your Hasidim to beat the Yetzirah? So he said, at the end of the day, I want my Hasidim to be so busy that at the end of the day, they don't even have time with the Yetzirah. They're so busy with the Yetzir Tov. They're so busy finding Kedusha. They're so busy of Moisif Ahoylich. They're so busy for Halakha Osa Mitzvah. They don't even have time for the Yitzhara. Tonight, tomorrow night, we're Ezra Shem Yud Ches is the yard site of Baruch HaMeshbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the famous grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. There's a story we like to say over this time of year. What happened was is that the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, his grandson, was playing hide and seek, and he goes over to Zadie and he was crying. And he says, why are you crying? And he says, Zadie, I was playing hide and seek, I had the best spot, but my friend stopped looking for me after 10-15 minutes. And next thing you know, his grandson turns to the Rebbe, to his grandfather, and his grandfather's also crying. He says, Zadie, why are you crying? You weren't playing. He says, no, man. How much you're crying because your friend stopped looking for you. I'm crying because how maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the same way. Maybe we stopped looking for him as well. At the end of the day, each and every one of us, we have to look for opportunities to be able to grow and transform. And that's exactly what these Gemara and Shabbos are. Is it Poches V'Holech, Sur Meira, or Asay Tov? And the Avnei Ezer really says, Sur Meira V'Asay Tov. What's the Vav, Sur Meira V'Asay Tov? Sumera Ayidei Asay Tov. You want to know how to get rid of the evil in your life? By making sure to always being with Kedusha, with positive activities, finding ore in your life, being positive, with being involved with the Yitzhar Tov. We should be Zochas HaBaz Hashem to be most of our Ruchnius in our lives. And then at the end of the day, the Yitzhar, the negative, will fall away, Baz Hashem. An early Lichtig HaChanukah to everyone, Baz Hashem. Shkoich.